For centuries, medical professionals have studied the human condition through the lens of disease. That means they have generally paid less attention to healthy people than to the sick, and they have focused their attention on what's wrong with the goal of making it better. They've focused on the symptoms and root causes of illness and tried to alleviate or eliminate them. That has been true also in the relatively new medical specialty of psychology. It has been driven largely by the attempt to identify and eliminate mental illness. However, there is an emerging focus on wellness in the practice of medicine, and that exists within the practice of psychology as well. Positive psychology focuses on fostering positive attitudes toward one's experiences, individual traits, and life events, with the goal of minimizing destructive thoughts and creating a sense of optimism toward life. Positive psychology examines how ordinary people can become happier and more fulfilled. Barbara L. Fredrickson, a researcher at the University of Michigan, found that positive thinking is more than just a feel-good exercise. It actually changes the way your brain works. In her experiment, Fredrickson divided her subjects into five groups and showed each group different video clips, each intended to foster a different kind of emotional response. The first group saw clips intended to create feelings of joy. The second group, feelings of hope. The fourth group, feelings of fear. And the fifth group, feelings of anger. The third group was the control group, so they watched videos that did not evoke any emotional response. Afterward, Fredrickson asked each person to imagine themselves in a situation where they would experience similar emotions to what they had just seen, and write down what they would do in response. Each person had a piece of paper with 20 blank lines that began with the words, "I would like to..." Here's where it gets interesting. People who saw images that evoked fear or anger wrote down the fewest responses, but those who saw images of joy and contentment recorded many more. Fredrickson concluded that when we experience positive emotions, such as love, joy, and contentment, we see more possibilities for our lives. Positive emotions actually make us think bigger, while negative emotions limit our sense of possibility. Fredrickson wrote that positive emotions broaden an individual's momentary thought-action repertoire. Joy sparks the urge to play. Interest sparks the urge to explore. Contentment sparks the urge to savor and integrate. And love sparks a recurring cycle of each of these urges within safe, close relationships. The broadened mindsets arising from these positive emotions are contrasted to the narrowed mindsets sparked by many negative emotions, that is, specific action tendencies, such as attack or flee. This means that when you dwell on negative thoughts, such as complaining, worry, anger, anxiety, and forgiveness, it shuts down your brain's ability to cope with problems and find solutions. But when you entertain thoughts of hope, love, and joy, you increase your mind's ability to solve problems and create a better future. Positive thinking actually changes your brain. There's more. Fredrickson also wrote, "Positive emotions promote discovery of novel and creative actions, ideas, and social bonds, which in turn build that individual's personal resources that can be drawn on later to improve the odds of successful coping and survival." Positive thoughts lead to increased social bonds, which become a resource for the future. That's a complex way of saying that positive thinking...